This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's News Tonight from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online as well as on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes to all of those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the frozen northern tundra of the U.S., plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And let's not forget about the merchant marine guys either, transporting stuff out over the waterways, especially that group that comes from New Orleans over here to Florida with the oil on the tankers over there. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president is on a little two-day trip over there to India, and he just arrived about an hour ago in Ahmedabad, India, and he's with the prime minister, Mr. Modi, right now, and they're doing whatever it is they're doing. But this is a monumental thing because of the trade agreement that we expect to come out of this with India, amongst other things, correct?
Well, that's right. Yeah, we do hope that there could be a good announcement on trade because there is an imbalance between the two nations. But the United States and India share a lot of the same goals, especially strategically, and also, Captain, especially where China is considered, in terms of China's expansionism, and then all of the different issues or areas along the border that have become a little bit more militarized over the years between China and India. And, of course, also India and Pakistan, major issues going on there. And the president is there, Captain, I think, doing exactly what president should be doing, and that is helping to cement relations. And he's going to be attending this big rally here very, very soon. We understand almost 110,000 people could be in attendance there.
Yeah, there's been tens of thousands of people along the street as he came from the airport to the place where he's at right now. I believe it's Mahatma Gandhi's memorial or something, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, they were, I think, doing some cultural exchanges. We understand that I believe they're giving a spinning wheel to the first couple there as some sort of a welcoming gift, this kind of thing. But there'll be a lot of different pleasantries. But the very fact that President Trump is there and he's going to be holding a rally with the Prime Minister of India says an awful lot.
Now, we also got something else going on here. It's Palestine fired some rockets into southern Israel following a clash on the Gaza border. Israeli retaliated for some bomb makers, apparently, that were on the border. And let's just listen briefly to the report that came out about 3 hours ago. See if I can get this. Mm-hmm. Lucky me. It doesn't want to do its thing. Oh, well, live radio. Okay, well, anyway, let's talk about what this is. Palestinian rockets fired, or Palestinian militants, rather, fired about 30 rockets into Israel late Sunday evening, Israel military officials said, nearing the end of a tense weekend that also saw Palestinian militants apparently trying to plant a bomb at the Gaza border, along with Israeli strikes hitting targets in Gaza and Syria. And they apparently knocked down 20 of these rockets with the Iron Dome system.
That's right. Can you imagine 30 rockets inbound into the Israeli and Syrian areas there? Now, we understand, Captain, that as of this hour, Islamic Jihad is saying that two operatives were killed in the Israeli airstrikes that followed those events. The situation is very, very tense. It's still fluid there, as a matter of fact. We understand that in southern Israel, some 55,000 students are now staying at home or staying home from school on Monday in Israel as a result of this altercation.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me, but this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and with the Islamic Jihad, of course, I would call them very unpredictable when it comes in the scheme of things. Hamas is one thing, but when you get the Islamic Jihad involved, they are even more unpredictable.
Well, exactly right, exactly right. And the scope of the attack against Israel, of course, also is very concerning. A lot of these rockets, you know, they're very indiscriminate. They launch them, and they come down where they come down, and they could easily come down and hurt innocent people, but especially children. So again, the Iron Dome is good that it's in place, but this is going to, I think, maybe not settle down here for just a little bit as they try to get a grip on this.
All righty, and folks, we're coming up on the break, and when we come back from the break, we got a lot to talk about. Of course, we talked about the president in China right now for a couple of days. That's going to be an important trip, I do believe. And we mentioned about the Israeli retaliation and the retaliation from the Palestinian militants, and also about what we're going to talk about next. Wait till you hear this one. CNN says somebody got it wrong over the Russia stuff. Yeah, you heard me right. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, you can't seem to get rid of it, maybe you've been taking something, maybe you haven't. Maybe you're taking something you wish you weren't because it's giving you some sort of side effects with it, like it did me with Mobic and Flexeril. And I tried something different. Well, the something different was 3 years and 10 months ago, I got on Relief Factor, and I got on the 3-week quick start plan to see if it would work. Well, to end the story, it worked. The 1995 3-week quick start, and you can try it too. If you're suffering with arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, just general pain altogether, got some swelling in your legs or your ankles, this stuff works. Relief Factor. Now, it's 4 capsules in a packet. You start out taking 3 packets a day to get it in your system for 1 week. Then after that, you take it twice a day. And then after that, if you only need it once a day, you take it once a day. If you need it twice, you take it twice. But it all works for you, no matter how you take it. But you can't take it until you go over and order it. And here's how to do that. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is what it costs. That's relieffactor.com/captain. I'm telling you. It worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you. You'll know in 2 to 3 weeks at the very, very most. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, CNN, and this is kind of astonishing that it's coming from CNN. CNN is reporting that they got it wrong on the Russia interference that Adam Schiff was running with last week. It said, see, the Russians are trying to interject themselves and trying to help Donald Trump win. Okay, CNN is reporting an election official overstated the Russian interference in the 2020 election because he didn't state any facts. He stated his own opinion.
That's right. See, that's
that's exactly what this appears to be. There doesn't seem to be any kind of evidence that the Russians, as it were, are trying to get Donald Trump reelected or this kind of thing. There was one official, I believe, who said that it's more like, you know, they want to work with somebody and, or, you know, would want to work with someone who would make deals. But I want to echo, Captain, what Trey Gowdy said just a couple of days ago about this, and it wasn't that the Russians would prefer candidate A over candidate B or Republican over a Democrat per se, but they don't like America. They're trying to sow the seeds of dissension, make us investigate ourselves, he said, and, you know, simply tie us up with these kinds of, you know, spy versus spy kind of thing, and it just is designed in order to cause chaos. That being said, I think there's a lot of concerns about a particular candidate who might say he's favorable to so-called socialism and lauded the Soviet Union throughout time here. That's very concerning to me.
Now, there is a YouGov poll that came out. The majority expects Trump to be reelected, and even the Democrats believe by a majority that with the same, believe the same that with the current field of candidates that are out there, they don't think any of the candidates that they got can beat Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, this is so very interesting, Captain, because this is a heavily Democrat sample in this poll, we understand. But I think that even rank and file Democrats, if they're not deciding or at least heavily considering voting for Donald Trump because of all the good things that are happening for all Americans, I think many of the rank and file are looking at this field, as you're saying, and let's face it, there aren't any real heavy hitters there. I know Bloomberg's a billionaire and so's Tom Steyer, but they're not heavy hitter candidates who can step up and say, look, I've got the gravitas to do all this kind of stuff just by what we've seen from them to begin with. My goodness, Bloomberg was just absolutely taken down by those other candidates on the stage the other night. But none of them seem to have what it's going to take in order to step up and go against Trump, and I think people see that.
It's obvious that $500 million has not done much for him so far.
No, it's not. And what did it get him? It got him onto a debate stage where he was woefully
taken apart.
Yeah, absolutely. And, mm-hmm. I mean, for the obvious things, and he wasn't ready for all that came at him. I mean, we got to send this guy up against Putin? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hillary may be back in the game again because apparently there's a backroom plan to win the Democratic presidential nomination if it goes to a brokered convention, and Hillary would be the major player and the major gainer of all of this.
Isn't this interesting? Because I think this comes primarily from Dick Morris, I think, who was talking about this kind of thing, as
yep.
I recall. But the idea, of course, is that there wouldn't be anybody winning on the first ballot. There would be more sort of consternation and contention at the convention.
Well, it's all contingent, Kyle, to Michael Bloomberg staying in the race, regardless of what he gets in the way of delegates. He undoubtedly may get a few along the line because these other candidates are going to have to drop out. I don't see Tulsi Gabbard at, what, a half of a percent or whatever it was this time? I don't see her sticking around.
Well, no, and she's not going to, I think, be any kind of determining
factor. And Amy Klobuchar, I don't see her sticking around.
Well, no, and honestly, if the Democrats were smart, the Democrat elite, in terms of their campaigning, they would say, look, we have to rally around one champion mm-hmm. right now, but they're mm-hmm. not going to do that anytime soon, so it will continue to be.
And by the way, did you hear the latest about Mayor Pete Buttigieg?
Yeah, he's unhappy with the Nevada results.
He is threatening to sue the state of Nevada for either a recount or something because he thinks he was cheated. He thinks he finished number two.
Well, see, that could be something going on in the sense that how these campaigns are now reacting to these caucuses and to, again, the very contentious subject of whether or not Bernie Sanders is going to lead the Democrat Party and be their standard bearer. You know, Captain, just let me interject really quick. I saw an article earlier today where Bernie Sanders was upset at saying that, you know, it's unfair to call Castro's Cuba and say it's all bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't.
Yeah, think about that for a second, folks. Castro's Cuba, a.k.a. Communist Cuba.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say, well, you know, Castro initiated a massive literacy program. That's bad? To which I say, well, wait a minute.
And that's why he put all his teachers, for the most part, in jail.
No kidding. I mean, so are all these new readers going to the library to read about freedom and all this? No, I think not. I think they were told to read communist propaganda.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, South Korea has raised their alert to the highest level as virus cases have just jumped way, way up in South Korea. This is serious stuff.
This is real serious stuff. It is so serious that we're seeing events in different parts of the world, at least a couple of major events. Looks like they might be canceled or postponed in some way because of the idea of people, you know, congregating in large groups. And even so, what we heard the other day about Tokyo, I've seen more reporting about this as well. I mean, I think at the very least, they have to be seriously looking at what does it mean to have the Olympics in about 140-something or 150 days. With this coronavirus outbreak or COVID-19, and if we don't see any improvement in the very near term.
Well, this is all true, and there's a lot more to the story, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it as more countries are involved in this situation right now. Italy announced their first deaths as a result of this.
That's right, and I understand. In fact, I think our friend Denise Simon, put out some news earlier about a large number of people, you know, essentially being quarantined now, for all intents and purposes in Italy because of this. I think people are having to stay home, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now, we're coming up on a break here, but I want to tease where we're going to go when we come back. You know the name Philip Haney, right?
Yes, yes.
He wrote an op-ed back in 2015, which blew the whistle on the Obama administration's then border policy and what they were doing and how they weren't returning these people that they said they were back to their home country after being caught illegally here in the United States. And he blew the whistle on the Border Patrol, and he suddenly turned up dead on Friday, and we'll be going to that. And Kyle, you hang on because I got the music coming up in my ear, and we'll be going to that. And also, we're going to be talking about not only Philip Haney, but also the Wall Street Journal, and the fact that we have actually got the Chinese military researching on our college campuses projects that they got right here in the campuses. What the hell is that all about? My goodness. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is disputing intelligence given to House lawmakers that Russia is actively meddling in the 2020 election to help the president win. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that he sees no signs of Russia helping the GOP.
I haven't seen any intelligence that Russia is doing anything to attempt to get President Trump reelected. I think this is the same old story that we've heard before. I've seen the reports from that briefing at the Intel Committee. I wasn't there, but I've seen no intelligence that suggests that. I've also heard from the briefers that that's not what they intended the story to be.
Italy is the latest country trying to contain the coronavirus, with 3 deaths and 150 cases reported. Overall, worldwide, there's 77,000 cases and over 2,400 deaths in China. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Root.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, they've got coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, or even your Sea-Doo or your Ski-Doo, and it can even help you out with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico agent or on the Geico.com website. Now, let me tell you what they've done with me. I get a very good insurance rate out of them, number one, for the vehicle I'm driving. I've been a safe driver, so every year I get a safe driver discount. But I've also bundled my insurance along with my homeowner's insurance, which makes sure I'm going to get an even lower rate. Now, this can happen to you, too. So if you want to check them out, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. It's all you got to do. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have got a situation where we have a former Customs and Border Patrol officer who blew the whistle on the Obama administration, what they were doing when basically the Customs and Border Patrol guys had to turn their backs on the people coming in the United States and just let them come in.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And he blew the whistle on all that. And then he wrote an article about it in, I believe it was USA Today. And boy, did this create a problem. People have not forgotten about this. And there's a real question now. On Friday, he was found dead, I believe, in the yard of his house, was he not?
He was found dead in California. That's right. But I think he was found dead along a roadway. Basically, he was in the area of Highway 124 and Highway 16 in Plymouth. They had a report of one male subject with a gunshot wound, a single gunshot wound. And they are saying, this is what the initial news reports are saying, that it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound as a firearm was found near his vehicle. But the investigation, of course, is starting up right now, of course.
Well, here's what I know. The sheriff has said no further details will be released at this time. This investigation is active and ongoing, but because of the nature of who the individual is and what he did, it's opened the door for a lot of speculation.
Exactly right. I mean, here you have an honest-goodness whistleblower, and then this kind of untimely death under these circumstances absolutely has to be investigated, and I'm sure more information will be coming out. But it's so sad for the person's family, obviously, and close relatives, loved ones. But there has to be a full investigation.
Now, why are we allowing the Chinese military to do research in the United States, as we've just found out with Harvard University and what they were doing, and Boston University and what they were doing?
Well, that's a very, very good question. I think as we find out more and more about what this covert research is all about, I think more and more people are going to be very shocked.
Yeah, well, we need to get to the bottom of this pretty quick, and we need to find out why this is going on. It should not be allowed. Do you think we would be, with our military in China, conducting military projects there?
No, well, not at all, because there would be a tough, tight control. But not only do you have this going on, but you have others who had been, or in some cases, are recruited in order to send primary research back to Beijing.
Well, what the military project appears to have been is this virus, which is now spreading around the world.
See, this is where...
That's what it appears to have been.
Yeah, and if that turns out to be the case, then we have not only a major medical problem on our hands, but we have a major political strategic problem on our hands.
And, I want to keep going here with something different. All right, now, you heard what James Carville said about the Democratic primary, that it was going very well for Mr. Putin?
Right, if that's what he said, yeah.
Okay, you know who said who one-upped him?
Who's that?
Well, Mr. James Clyburn, who happens to be the House Majority Whip, Democrat of South Carolina, he said, "Socialist Sanders is a burden that could put the Democratic House in danger."
Well, and he's absolutely right about that. And this is where in the vaunted halls of power of the Democrat elite, they absolutely have to be just quaking in their boots at this point. They don't know how this thing got away from them. Although I think you and I could probably educate them a little bit about all this stuff. It all started with not really accepting the 2016 election, going on the road that they've gone on. But
when it comes to Bernie, it comes to what our schools have been teaching the kids for the last 40 years. They've been getting closer and closer, talking about the advantages of socialism and how good it did this and did that. And these kids, which, by the way, he has a lot of young support, does he not?
He does.
They bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Unfortunately, that is correct. In fact, just recently, Bernie Sanders had a rally here in Southern California, and we understand some of the kids from our local high school here, they wanted to go out and see Bernie Sanders. I can't imagine why. I mean, I understand the sort of the this is a trendy thing to go do, but it's really kind of frightening because when, as you talk about Captain, you know, we've sort of been, we've watered down the definitions of socialism. We've sort of made it more appealing, not we, but the school system, as you said. And instead of talking about how many people have suffered and died and all these atrocities that have been committed in the name of socialism and or communism, it is just, it's most unfortunate. We shouldn't have to relearn these lessons. At all.
Now, you've heard about the Convention of States, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, on Friday in Wisconsin, the General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to pass the Convention of States resolution 60-38. So that adds another state to the mix for the Convention of States. And they also scored a win in South Carolina when a special ad hoc subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee decided to advance the resolution to the full committee. So we'll see where it goes there.
Well, right. Well, all this can lead up to a constitutional convention, essentially.
That's right.
Yeah, and so those are very hard to get in place, obviously, but they're also, I mean, almost anything could happen coming out of them, depending on, you know, what is proposed and what political makeup you have of that constitutional convention. You know, we hear from some of these different candidates, Captain, about, you know, maybe we should have more justices on the Supreme Court. Maybe we should do this or that, or, you know,
yeah.
All these weird things could really come to fruition.
Well, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, along with U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, along with U.S. Senator Robert Menendez, met up with former Secretary of State John Kerry for the little meeting that they had last week over in, where was it, Germany at the Munich Security Conference with the Iranian, foreign minister, Javad Zarif?
Right, right.
Isn't that a violation of the Logan Act? And here's why. The fact that Mr. Kerry is not a member of the administration, and none of the senators that met were even involved in the administration's foreign policy or national security matters. They were not even on a committee that represented such thing. And I would think, just looking at this basically, that all of these senators and John Kerry could be in big trouble if they want to pursue the Logan Act, which hasn't been pursued successfully in I don't know how many years.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, especially in the Trump era, it's one of those things where, especially in the media, which likes to, you know, go along many times with the Democrats, you know, it would be seen as, well, somebody has to do something, this kind of thing. But under any other circumstances, it would be called for what it appears to be at this point, and that is, of course, conducting foreign policy outside of the administration. There is one person, whomever that person is, and that's the president, they set foreign policy. And so while senators go on fact-finding missions or go around and talk to people and this
sure.
kind of stuff, we have to make sure that this is not out of the realm of where of what they're supposed to do.
But if
the limits are.
But if you're not on a committee related to the specific thing you're talking about, and you're talking to somebody about something that you're not authorized to do because you're not even on a fact-finding mission, then you are technically violating the Logan Act.
Exactly right.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we'll be back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And yeah, we got us another winter storm. Told you about it. Told you about the fact it was coming in the Pacific Northwest, and it's moving to the east. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle doing a little Rooster Cruisin' tonight. Haven't played that song in a couple weeks, thought we'd play it tonight, get things started out, get the week started out right for all the truckers out on the highways and byways. And well, if you're up on I-90, if you're up on I-94, if you're up on I-80, and you're headed west of Chicago, towards Wyoming, maybe towards Salt Lake City, you're going to have some adventures along the way. Now, let me start with, I'll backtrack from Washington State. There is snow tonight in the Seattle area, straight north, straight south, on I-5. But when you move along to the east on I-90, coming out of Seattle, Snoqualmie, all the way down through the mountains in the central part of the state of Wyoming, you have a winter storm warning for what could be several inches to a foot or more of snow by morning. And then east of there, out towards Yakima, all the way down in the further southern mountain ranges, right to the Oregon line, you've got more snow coming down. Got some winds out there in the middle of Washington State, got some winds along the southeastern border with Idaho, got some snow in the Coeur d'Alene area, south all the way down towards Pocatello and Idaho Falls, and over in Montana, you've got snow 4th of July straight south down to the Idaho line, and then over east of there in Bozeman, in Billings, and over east I-94 all the way across to North Dakota. You've got snow. You've got snow in North Dakota all the way to Bismarck right now, and it is moving to the east, and it's expanding. You've got snow in Rapid City, South Dakota right now, and just south of Rapid City in Wyoming, there is a winter storm warning for the mountains there in the northeastern part of Wyoming tonight. And then you've got snow along I-80 in the northern part, northwestern part, extreme north of Sydney, Nebraska, but it looks like that could drop down at any time, as well as over into the central part of Wyoming. Now, there's snow tonight between Laramie and Cheyenne. There's some high winds out west of Laramie, out towards Rawlins, and over towards the Utah state line and the Idaho state line. High winds off to the east, headed towards Nebraska too. And even around Boise, Idaho tonight, you've got some high winds. So that's the mixture that's going on there. Now, let's drop down. We'll stay up north for a second. In Iowa, the eastern third of Iowa, we have snow tonight. And we have a winter storm watch for Wisconsin, the southern part of Wisconsin and the northern part of Iowa. So be advised, you could get some winter weather there. Now, down in, down in Kansas, the southern half of Kansas, you've got rain and some flood watches up, as well as going into Missouri, the same thing for the southwestern corner of Missouri, over into the central part of the state, which includes Springfield, which includes Fort Leonard Wood, Branson. You've got rain, which could lead to some flash flooding there. because a storm moving across the northwest is going to continue. Mountain snow and gusty winds through Monday with another storm over the central U.S. bringing heavy rain and thunderstorms, that's what I'm telling you about, to the southeast states on Monday. Now, these two storms are forecast to merge over the Ohio Valley sometime Tuesday with a band of heavy snow possible from the Midwest all the way into the central Great Lakes. So be advised, that's what we're talking about here. You could see snow not only in Wisconsin and Illinois and Iowa, but over into Michigan and parts of Indiana and Ohio and upstate New York. We're, oh, by the way, right now, upstate New York, you've got some scattered rain showers still. Binghamton up towards Syracuse, west to Elmira, east over to around Deposit. And in the Pocono section, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and Pocono Mountain section of Pennsylvania. Now, other than that, coming on down south tonight, down to Florida, there might be a little rain on the east side of Florida, some possible scattered showers from Daytona on down to Lake Okeechobee, but few and far between there. There looks like there's still some flood warnings along the Mississippi River in Mississippi, west of Jackson. And over in Louisiana, in the northeastern corner of Louisiana, it looks like there might be some flood warnings there, too. And in Texas tonight, the northeastern corner of Texas coming up out of Dallas on I-30 and going east on I-20, you got some high winds blowing around there right now. And it looks like as if there could be another storm in the offing coming in further south. Down in California over the next day or so, or certainly a low pressure system that's going to bring some weather to the area down there. Now, keep in mind your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Boy, these pilots, these travel centers, these pilot travel centers, let me tell you something. You talk about living good off the lamb there. How about a McDonald's? How about a Arby's? How about a Wendy's? Could be in one of them, depending on what you're pulling up on. Full service Dairy Queen, too, with their whole menu. Also a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, and or a Chester's Chicken. And don't forget they could also have a full service Dunkin' Donuts in there, too, who's got the breakfast menu and the lunch brunch menu. And they've got chili, they got soups, and then they got some salads. They got some other things in the mix there. They keep changing their menu around a little bit. But don't forget, Flying J is always what it is. They've always got the great sit-down restaurant in there, a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And then the bigger ones, up by the bigger cities up there in the northeast and the central part of the U.S. and even out west, they'll have both a sit-down restaurant in there and they'll have something else in there. Could be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, could be a Dunkin' Donuts, could be a Dairy Queen, you know, whatever, but they'll have something else in there with it. So there you go. But Pilot and Flying J's, they are right now not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and I'd strongly suggest you stop in there. Tell them the captain sent you, okay? And guess what? They might already be listening to the captain show on the third watch. You get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. So there you go. Now, we know that the president, being over in India, is going to be pretty much covered by a lot of the alphabet soup networks. Not all of them are cover it the same. But the president and the prime minister of India, Mr. Modi, are expected to take the stage in front of about 110,000 people in a soccer stadium. It's called Motera Stadium there in India. That's going to be something to see because it kind of looks like the way the Rays were thinking about building a baseball park with that big sail up over the top. It's not a dome, but it's close. It's got like a sail over the top of it. So maybe that's where they got the idea, you think? All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.